Now she was,
you're Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
You look like me.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Are you also gay?
I'll figure it out. I mean, you seem a cool place. You know what I mean? Hey, what happens in rehab don't always stay in rehab.
Honestly, stop looking at me the way you're looking at me. It's inappropriate. Honestly, you've been looking at me for an hour. How inappropriate. Bro, I'll never bring my girl to see me, ever.
Who's the oldest person in here, do we think?
51.
Is 51 to, there's a 54?
No,
is,
not.
It, is that 52?
He said 52.
Yeah, that's less. We're looking for more. Oh, shit. Oh, did he not hear me? When I asked who was older. What is your name?
Bob.
What is it?
Bob.
Bob?
Yeah.
Great to meet you, Bob. Not Robert. Bob. Oh, you have an accent. Where are you from?
England.
Yeah. Is anybody else not from here? Like country-wise? That sounded fake. That sounded like a white person pretending to be a Mexican. You know what? Who said that? Nice, man. It might as well be a different country, huh? Man, they say Alabama people are dumb. They didn't say you couldn't even read the room. Jesus Christ. What is your name, sir?
Ray.
What? Hold on. What is it?
Rael.
Rael?
Nobody can pronounce it.
Just did. What's that?
I'm 41.
I didn't even ask you, dog. I'm not the police, dog. Like, you don't need to start just giving me information. Like when
did you come up here?
25 years ago.
25 years ago? For what reason specifically?
I got brought here.
You got what? You got brought here? Guys, I thought we stopped doing that. Not okay, Portland. Not okay. Man, they brought you here to run the only Taco Bell in the city. They're like, it's gotta be authentic. Gotta be. Who brought you here, man?
My parents.
Oh, dude! You gotta say that! I thought you were napped. I don't know how old he was, but I don't know if he was a kid or not, still would have happened, but he could still be napped. Do you go back home to Mexico often?
No, not really. I don't like it.
That's fair. I've been to Mexico a few times. It's run by dogs. Dude, if you've ever been to Mexico, it's nothing but stray dogs and one kind of car. What do you like? What is something you would love to do? If you could do anything in the entire world to celebrate your retirement, what would you do?
I don't know. Have more dogs. Okay.
Did you say have more dogs? I told you dogs run that fucking country, man. That Sarah McLachlan commercial was a goddamn campaign over there, dude. Right? That's the cutest fucking thing I've ever heard. Oh, man. Hawaii is fucking awesome. Rael, have you been to Hawaii?
Never.
You what?
I can blend in.
As long as you don't talk, yeah. 100%. Real question. If you had to be made love to, would you rather you get a stranger? It could be any. It could be that dude. It could be that.
Okay, we pick another dude.
It's Rael.
Rael? Oh yeah.
No.
He's in a goodly breakfast in the morning. Rael.
Oh. Oh, man. Rael would suck your dick with tahini on it, dog. That shit would be... That would be crazy. But if you had to... would you rather be made love to by either a stranger on the streets of Portland forcing themselves upon you, or if it was me? Which would be more uncomfortable?
Portland!
I'm your boy.
Portland! Portland, yes!
Wait, am I the bottom?
Yeah.
That's a valid
question. In both cases?
Yeah.
In both cases, I'm the bottom.
Yeah.
Ronald, how big is your penis?
We all waited? What the fuck is wrong with y'all, dude? For him to say how big his dick was? What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man?
I don't know, bro. I feel like if you fucked me.
And I would.
Yeah. I don't know, but the thing is, bro, like, you would always, like, hang that shit over my head.
That's how I would do it.
Well, let me ask you that same question.
That's not fun. Come up with your own.
No!
Yeah, man.
Man, if you were to have sex done,
okay,
by either a stranger on the street.
Nah, don't do it.
Or the British dude over there.
Oh, that dude for sure. Oh, yeah. Fun fact, when a British dude comes inside you, it's called a shepherd's pie.
Oh, that's bloody well good, isn't it? That's bloody well good, isn't it?
Oh, it's in it. It's in it.
I was trying to figure out a way to put Brexit in there, but I couldn't. I'm still thinking.
I'll think of something.
You will.
Yeah.
Can we talk about? Oh, she's not here. When she gets back, I'll talk about this. You guys call him Danny Rife. That's insane. Oh, I'm tired of fucking you. This is a boy.
Alex can't grow hair. Yeah, get the fuck out of here, dog. Yo, Alex's hair took a Brexit. There's also police officers here. I met a
Officer Swindell.
Did you meet Officer Swindell? Oh, is that his wife?
This is him.
Oh, man, he said you take forever to come. He said that before the show. And he dared me that I wouldn't say it at the show. You seriously gotta work on that. That's his trigger finger. And it really, like, he's got a... Oh, man. Now, he said you guys have great sex. He said he beats it up like you fit a description. He really does. But he said sometimes he lets her wear the bulletproof vest and everything. They role play. She puts on the bulletproof vest and then she's a teacher. Sorry, I'm not one of your students. My bad. Sorry about that. That's not even the last school shooting joke of the show.
I lived in a crematory.
You lived in a crematory?
Yeah. My old apartment was a crematory.
Pennsylvania had the first crematory.
Why do you know that? Who the fuck just knows that statistic? Nerd.
And it's right next to a nursing home.
It's right next to a nursing home? The convenience. Beth. Yeah. There's a cemetery by the children's hospital? Come on, Pennsylvania. Have a fucking heart, man. You not put a cemetery next to a fucking children's hospital. You put it next to the school. I told you there was one more. I fucking told y'all, man. I didn't know where, how it was gonna go, but we found it. All right, that's the last one.
Yeah, we have a son who's 5.
You have a son who's 5?
Yeah.
You, what? So you have a son who's 5 and you've been married for 5 years. Yeah. I'm sure those numbers have nothing to do with each other. I'm sure you guys got married out of pure love and when you were ready, I'm sure. You'll be fine. Probably be all right. Where'd you guys meet 6 years ago?
At a dog park.
At a dog park? Man, I know for a fact you don't even got a dog, bro. You the type of motherfucker to go to a dog park just... Has anybody seen him? until somebody is like, you know, we help look for him? Yeah, maybe he ran back to my place if you want to... She gets to his house. I don't see a dog. Look again.
He adopted my 16-year-old daughter, so.
You adopted her 16-year-old after y'all were married.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I thought this was like pre-dog park. I was like, that's a bit strange. Same day. He met 3 new bitches in once. Isn't that crazy? Wife, daughter, dog. Dude, I love a responsible stepdad, man. Just don't let this story end like most of those movies. Pornhub. Do you guys want more kids or no? It's plenty. It's plenty. One boy, one girl. You nailed it. You're fine. If I knew your son, I would know why. What's wrong with your 5-year-old?
I'm pretty sure he's a serial killer.
You're pretty sure he's a serial killer? Yeah, let's get him homeschooled ASAP. Let's, what is he? Did you guys have 3 dogs? Like, what happened? Some of you guys got that a little bit late. What the fuck is that? What is that? You guys ever just carry a bag of dog shit across the stage? Why? Protection? They have different reasons? Okay, what's in here? Break it down for me. What's in this fucking Santa sack of geology? Rose quartz? Okay, one by one. What's rose quartz do?
That one's for love.
That one's for love?
It's not for love.
Are you in a relationship?
Fuck no. Huh.
Shocker. Okay, gotcha. Alright. So don't need that one. Okay. Rose quartz, what's next?
I have moonstone.
Moonstone. What's that do?
For like intuition, hormones,
balance. You seem bitchy. Well, I'm pretty upset about it too. What else?
Black tourmaline.
Black tourmaline? What's
protection.
That? Protection?
Protect my energy.
Protect your energy? I could fuck your energy straight up. Swear to God. Swear to God. I'll. What else?
I have 6 trains. Honestly,
citrine? What's that?
I honestly forgot what that one was.
Self-confidence? Yeah, you got way too much of that. 1, 2, 3.
You can't touch it. You can't touch it.
I can't touch the crystals, but you can smoke them. What happens if you touch them?
The energy.
Remember how you said I couldn't affect your energy? Are you really into that much hippie shit?
Yes.
Oh my God. You didn't bring it for fun? Yeah, you did. It's got no other purpose, I promise you. This shit belongs in the bottom of a fish tank. Do you understand? You said somebody's breaking into your car? Where are they? Bro, I'll go beat their ass right now. I swear to God. You get like a notification on your phone?
Yeah, it said something.
There's a Tesla.
What's that?
Something set my alarm.
Something set the alarm? Are you parked outside?
Yeah.
You want to go check? Do you have the Sentry cameras? Can you turn them on?
Yeah.
That's what he was watching.
Is somebody out there? What's it looking like? Can you imagine we roll out there with 300 people? And it's like, hey! Hey! Pop the frunk! What model Tesla you have? You have the Watt? You like? I have the 3. You like it? Sometimes I get reminded how well my life is actually going. Because like 2 months ago, I was in LA, and I was driving on the freeway, and I was in the driver's seat, and Alex, who was up here before me, was in the passenger seat. He's like, how you feeling, man? I was like, I don't know, man. Sometimes things just don't really be going the way that you hope they're going. And you know, like, what if this kind of spike in my career is just kind of like a flash in the pan, you can't make it last or whatever. And he was like, you realize you haven't touched the steering wheel the whole time? I was like, I guess it's going all right. I guess it'll be all right. Yeah. Just getting driven around. And then he topped me off, dude. It was fire. No hands, you know? You a cop? Really? Yeah, the mustache. That makes sense. So you were actually totally okay with the amount of black people that were here. He was like, somebody's breaking into my car. He was like, how's it feel? Shots fired. How's it feel? If you guys had to guess a crime I'd get arrested for, what would it be? What did you say? Did somebody say soliciting? Who said that? That's prostitution? Come on, get rid of that law, man. Come on. But what's funny is you can do it for free. You just can't be like, here's gas money. Like, that's...
That girl's an OnlyFans girl. This girl. That one?
Which one?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do the two that look like OnlyFans girls.
Yeah, I didn't want to be presumptuous. How much a month?
$25
a month? Bitch, you think you're more expensive than Netflix? Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your fucking mind to charge more than a monthly subscription, no ads, Hulu? Doubt it. Unless her pussy can recite every episode of Rick and Morty, I don't know what you're about, okay? So, you guys really do OnlyFans?
Sure.
Here and there?
Roofing?
What the fuck is that?
What?
When you said roofing, you mean like you fix roofs?
Yeah.
I thought we were still talking about porn. I asked, you must not have heard. I said, what do you do on OnlyFans? Y'all go roofing. I thought that was like a new sexual thing.
Get roofed.
Yeah, just getting roofed. I was about to say. I was just about to say it. You sell feet stuff?
No. What the fuck?
That's where you draw the line? What are you doing? Shaving my asshole so I don't have to send pictures of my feet. Like a weirdo. Look, it's like a big toe.
You actually do porn or no?
Oh man. One guy on his phone looking up. What is it? You know what's great? You stood up and we're the same height, dog. That was not good. He stood up like this.
Wait, worry about dog.
Did you know that it's Black History Month? You did know that. Have you learned anything yet? No? Oh, Jimmy. Does anybody have a Black History fact or statistic that would... Oh, let's hear this white girl. What was it? What do you got?
African-American invented the Super Soaker, Lonnie Johnson.
What's that? He invented the Super Soaker? No way! What's his name? Lonnie what?
Johnson.
What is it?
Lonnie Johnson.
That's wrong. That sounds like every cornerback. I used to love the Super Soaker, man. Okay, that's a good one. What's another one?
He also invented the Nerf gun.
The same guy invented the Nerf gun? I mean, if they're gonna keep shooting each other, might as well be safe. Fuck y'all, dude. That's a good joke, man. Two. Can we end on a fun third? Does anybody have another one? Nope. Not looking good, Connecticut.
We've heard enough.
What's that?
It used to only be a week long until a president changed it to the month.
Black History Month used to only be a week long, yeah. And then a president changed it to make it the whole month, yeah. The shortest month.
Yeah.
Do you know what president it was?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? I do want to know this, actually.
It was Lonnie Johnson.
Bro. Yep.
Yeah.
I was gonna give it a second. I was gonna say the same thing, bro. I was gonna act like I was Googling for 10 seconds. Lonnie Johnson. Fuck. Oh, man. Oh, we are learning. We are learning some stuff.
You guys are single as well? Hell yeah. That was sad. As of yesterday?
Yeah.
You're single as of yesterday? What? Oh fuck, what happened? He fucked a grandma? How fine was his grandma? You know what I mean? Wait, was she really a grandma? Well, this is Florida, you can be a grandma like 35, you know what I mean? It's very doable. It's actually not crazy. So you read the text messages and she was like, come over for dinner around 4. Do you know how he met her? Work? Oh. No. Okay. Where do they work? He's a cop? Wait, was she also a cop?
No.
No, she was just a lady?
Wow.
He visited her house on a call? Help! I've fallen and I can't get up. This is the first dude to ever get some pussy via Life Alert. This is amazing. Wow. Well, sounds like a hero to me. I hope you just get ran through by the entire fire department. I hope you get a calendar of dick. January, February, March, April.
You know what? I went to a club Friday night. I went to
Mayflower.
No, it was Ultra Bar. Yeah, which apparently people hate.
Ew, see,
but it was packed
with 18-year-olds.
Shut up. Fucking narc. God damn. They were stamped up though. They were stamped. I checked the stamp. I didn't ID, but I stamped. Hey guys, I gotta go. I'm getting on a plane right now. I went because they were like, yo, if you come, like we'll give you a free table, a couple bottles. I was like, alright, fuck it, why not? I like loud music, you know? So we get there, and it was that was so delayed. It's like I told you that joke on a walkie-talkie. Yes, Ultra Bar. So they were like if you go, we'll give you a free table, some drinks. I was like, all right. And it was just me and Brandon that went. So they're like, hey, let us know if you want any girls to come over. We didn't invite any, just so you know, legally. And my boy was texting me. He was like, yo, we're about to bring out a couple bottles for you. What do you want, like, the sign to say? You know, that was not, like, the big flashing sign. So extra. And I was like, I wanted to say, happy birthday, Chief Keef. This is a very white crowd. So for anybody who doesn't know what Chief Keef is, picture the blackest dude of all time. And he's a very successful rapper. And I was already dying knowing how funny it was going to be to me just to receive that sign. I didn't anticipate that when they brought out this sign saying happy birthday Cheeky with these sprinklers and bottles, every person in the club was like, Cheeky is here. No way Cheeky is in D.C. on the front of that. And then it finally gets over to me and I'm just like, looking as white as possible.
Black dude.
67. Hold on, Mom. What's your name, Mom?
Sue.
Sue? Sue? Who told you about OnlyFans? The daughter? What's your link? You sell feet pics? Do you actually sell feet pics?
I should. I got teenage daughters, so I should.
What? Oh, for the money. I thought you meant like a collab, and I was like, That's not cool, but probably profitable. Your grandkids love me? Oh, how old are the grandkids? 14 and 17. That's terrible parenting. They should not know who I am at all. Man, why would you lie to them? They're gonna get their hopes. Where are their dads? Or dad, it could be singular. I didn't even mean it like that, you fucking assholes. It was accidental. You guys made her a whore, not me. So he's at home with the kids right now.
And I'm
not her instead. I like that. I like a good mom's night out. That's so cute. I didn't ask though. 67. Is anybody older than 67? On Earth? Anybody? If you had any advice to give to everybody in here with good knees, that sucked, Sue. That sucked a lot. I'm not gonna lie to you. You know what? How would you feel if I put that on your tombstone? How would you feel? You'd be like, not a lot of work put into that. I was looking for some life-altering advice. It's past your bedtime. Yeah, it's almost time for you to wake up. No, it's 11:30. It is almost time for you to go to bed. Forever.
Is it better the other way? Is it better for the woman to look like this beautiful lady right here, but have a dick? Or to be this like burly ass dude with a pussy? Like, if you had to choose, would you rather smash the beautiful woman with the dick, or like the dude with the like super tight pussy? You know what I mean? Like, it's the best pussy you ever had. You can be like, dude.
Can he grow his hair out a little?
No.
Damn, man.
As a matter of fact, we making it this dude. He bald and burly.
I would wax that ass, dude. I swear to God. I swear to God.
You're so mad, I'm sorry.
So mad, dude. He looks like he's gonna repo your car, dude.
Man, every time I look at you, I see a pussy. Sorry. Keep looking down like the pants are tight. I don't know, like skinny jeans. Your wife? Is your wife? I see you'll be making fun of you now. You gotta be having sex. Be like,
I like how your pussy feels.
Please do that. Please. Just one time. When he's hitting it from the back, you just be like, oh, that pussy is nice. You have to do that.
Are you guys not allowed to watch porn here?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to create an account. Which, if you have a Pornhub account, you're a monster, dog. You should not be in a position to leave reviews.
Oh, we ready for this?
What?
Dear user.
Hey. It should say, hey, bro. Is how it should start.
As you may know, your elected officials in Virginia are required to verify your age before allowing you to access our website. Website? Get the fuck out of here.
You're not a .org. Yeah.
While safety and compliance is the forefront of our mission, what were y'all jerking off to?
Yeah, what happened in Virginia that your officials were like, we gotta stop this?
Hey, we're in community school shooting.
He said too many school shootings.
Contact your representative before it's too late.
You gotta call a guy and be like, hey man, knock it off. I'm trying to come over here.
How you call your representative and just leave the room, right?
Oh my god.
I'm in fucking Florida jerking out to a car. West Virginia would never.
To be fair, that's not a website, that's a family photo.
Facebook?
Just dentist magazines? Oh, God. Who's with you right here?
My partner.
Partner? Gay? Aww. Aww. Where'd you guys meet?
On Tinder.
On Tinder? For real?
Yeah.
Aw, man.
We have an 8-month-old.
You have an 8-month-old? No way. Really? Where'd you find it? Adoption? Okay, just making sure it wasn't also Tinder. Like, I don't fucking know. Wanna make sure. An adoption Tinder, you just swipe it. No, yes, no. Call it something cute like chicken tender, you know? Something kid friendly. 8-month-old boy, girl.
Girl,
you don't know that. Canceled. 8-month-old girl. What's her name?
Ariella.
That's the gayest name you could have chosen. White?
Mixed.
You got a mixed baby?
Yeah.
Nice. So it could be either Ariel.
Yeah.
That's good. That's best case scenario. Gay as well? Nice. Two lesbian, two gay. Bro, y'all should fist fight. That would be fucking crazy. How long have you guys been together?
5 years.
5 years? Suck it. As if that wasn't on the agenda. Yeah, sorry. What did you two meet?
Online.
Online as well? Which one? Plenty of Fish? Which one? What was it? Her. I haven't heard of this. Is it all lesbian dating app? Now, what's the format of that?
Swipe left, swipe right.
Swipe left, swipe right. Just get your fingers warmed up.
Definitely translator, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you guys know it was me tonight, or were you just coming just avid comedy fans?
Fan.
Of comedy or me?
Of you.
Of me? Are you serious? Oh, my, thank you so much. I didn't know, maybe you guys just watched a lot of Def Jam, or... What's your name, love?
My name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Elizabeth, do you have a boyfriend?
I'm a black.
No, I know. This is like having a conversation with a news reporter. Type faster, okay? I'm coming. Slow. I did try to date a deaf girl for a little bit a couple of years ago, but. And she was great, like, the relationship, there was no problems with this. This bitch just wouldn't listen to me. I'm sorry, how am I not supposed to do these jokes? I love how you guys got weird when you started to flirt with her, like I was the asshole. Like, I'm not gonna fuck a deaf girl. You guys just wanna ask. Yeah, no, I'd love to. Because I don't want to get hearing aids. Bro, fuck y'all. To be honest, you don't like regular chastity?
No, like, you probably
gotta
cross your lips.
But you ain't gonna find out. And as a matter of fact, they belong to Elizabeth, okay? She's the one reading them.
How long y'all been together?
7-8 years.
7-8 years?
I am a football player, female football player.
You're a female football player? Get the fuck out of here. What is that? For me? Shut up.
Yeah.
What? Thank you,
Columbus,
babe.
Columbus.
Shut the fuck up. Is this the Cincinnati chaos?
Columbus
chaos. No fucking way. So it's like an indoor like arena league?
Nah, it's outdoor.
The outdoor? Oh, that's fucking awesome. What neighborhood park do y'all play at? You know what's crazy? When we were just in Omaha a couple days ago and somebody brought up that they have an arena team there called the Omaha Beef. And I was curious. I was like, is there a women's team? And they said there used to be. It was like the Omaha Hearts. And I kept thinking about how much of a missed opportunity it was to not call the women's team the Omaha Beef Curtains. Like how, this is fucking awesome, man. Hold on a second, man.
I'll take care of it.
Oh man.
I'll take your shirt.
Woo! God damn. Man, I've had this on for 5 seconds. I already feel like I deserve less pay. This is crazy, man. It's no pay?
You gotta pay to play.
You have to pay to play? Man. That is the worst possible scenario. But you do it because you love it. What position do you play?
D-tackle,
O-line. Man, it's crazy, because you look like you hate sacks. Lesbian. What are you thinking? I think we go for two. We've been going for one, but I think we can go for two. That's fucking awesome. I love that you get to play a sport still for fun as an adult. That's the dream. Well, there are bigger dreams, but gotta be a realist at some point. Do you guys get a championship and everything?
Yeah, check out on ESPN2.
On ESPN2? No way.
I know.
Really?
I know.
Let me know when the playoffs are. I want to place bets.
Okay.
Y'all got any trans players? Do you really? Cha-ching. Shit, they're switching up on defense. Couple as well? Oh, man, gay couple and a lesbian couple? Oh, shit. You guys don't even know each other? Wow, this club should be sued. They made a section? How long have you guys been together?
8 years.
8 years? About the same? It feels like it didn't work out between y'all and y'all. And you were like, you know what? Your story, where'd you guys meet?
Puerto Rico?
That's so gay. You can't even go to Puerto Rico and not fuck a dude. Like, even they're sexy. They're just sexy over there, man. You're both from there? Oh, man, you guys are worn out. Fuck. I admire both your strengths. And what do you guys do now? You guys are teachers? What do you teach?
U.S. History in high school.
U.S. History?
I do language for elementary.
You teach U.S. History? That's a job I didn't think immigrants would even want. Because you teach it the right way. You're right. You got to get fired immediately. This is where I'm going to feel bad. Fuck! I never thought of it like that. You're going to tell the real history. Alright.
This whole table. Huh?
Oh yeah, dude. I can't stop thinking about if they fought. That's one. She plays professional football. Well, she plays football. She gave me a fucking Mean Machine jersey, dog. From the longest yard.
She will fuck you up, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She wouldn't fight fair either. She'd be like, let me get the strap. The strap, like a gun, how rappers be saying, yeah. Put a strap on. What is it? Yeah.
If that was on the table right now, who would have this baby right now?
Set up, bitch. Running. I'm about to put you through a combine, girl. I swear to God.
That'd be rough, clear, motherfucker. Can you get this pussy?
She got to get to the bed, she got to go through tires.
So if you guys had a lady, you gonna do like the whole like, you know, like turkey bucks and turkey thing. But if you could, it would be better just to, you know.
And this free range. Who knows each other?
We do.
Two and two.
We're married. Mother and
daughter. Gotcha. Okay. What? Married, mother, daughter.
Mother and daughter, good for you. You both in my age range.
No, they're not. They're not even in your weight class. What is your ethnicity?
That's hot. Listen, people want to know what you are so they can know how to hate you.
Yeah, that's a good point. Wow.
I'm whatever you need.
I'm whatever you need? That's so funny.
I was on the Latino Comedy Slam. I was on BDT.
You did Latino Comedy Slam?
Yeah, I did a Latino thing. I did a Black thing. This is great for Hollywood. Whatever you need. The only place this isn't good is prison because I wouldn't know what gang to join.
Oh, yeah. Who would you choose?
Whoever's winning. The Latinos would be like, hello, everybody.
Would
you
use
the Middle East? You call me in
the Middle East? That's the next place you gotta go. That would
bomb.
Where's your husband?
Not
here.
He's a
pissed
off.
It's a him. She's not here either.
You have kids?
I know that's right.
How many kids do you have?
A boy and a girl, 3 and a 1-year-old.
A 3 and a 1-year-old? You should be at home. Those are babies.
No, you got it like that, huh?
Ruining the family since 1980.
Yeah, you got a diaper on right now. Like, I'm gonna do that right.
She goes, you put your number in here and hands me a baby monitor.
How many months are you? I'm curious. And you're out like this? You're not sick or anything?
Can I get you a drink?
No. You look great though. It's good. Pregnancy looks good on you.
Who's the father?
Oh, well,
Cole.
Say it.
Oh.
Cole.
Oh, he sounds like a fuck boy. Oh, Cole. No,
yeah, for sure.
What's his last name?
Can I spell it?
No, I'm just saying.
No. Go.
I hope it's the N-word.
Oh, no.
I hope.
Listen.
I'm gonna need you to put some pads on, bitch. Y'all got a drill to run.
Oklahoma drill, bitch. Run.
We'll know her family's ways that they like saying it.
Oh, yeah. Never calls him Cole. It's Mr. every time. Engage.
What's your name?
My name is Kaylee.
Kaylee. You can say it. I think.
That's the beauty of it.
Aliens, aliens is a similar concept. Also, do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
No.
What?
No.
Dude!
Hold on.
Now they teach American history, dog. What is that? Don't be shy about having a giant piece of cardboard. Like, what do you mean? Three girls walk into a comedy show. One pregnant, one divorced, and one virgin. Wow. You've all been fucked in one way or another. That's amazing. Jesus Christ. Who's the virgin? Aww. How old are you?
23.
God damn, get it together. This is fucking Arizona. There's some 23-year-old grandmas in here somewhere. What's the hesitation?
I'm waiting till marriage.
You're waiting till marriage? Well, bitch, you're gonna die alone. Oh no. You gotta do it. It's so much fun. It's a good time. It's like $100. Like, it's really not even like, it's not even that big of an investment, really, depending on where you look. Are you single now?
No.
No? You're seeing somebody now?
Yeah.
How long you been with this guy?
1 month.
1 month? Does he know?
He knows that, yeah.
He knows that you're waiting till marriage to have sex?
Yeah.
And he's sticking around?
Yeah.
He's lying. Because I know that dude's mindset. He's like, yeah, of course, no pressure. But his mind, he's like, I'm going to break this bitch down. He got the devil on his side. Is it because of religious
yeah.
reasons? What's your religion?
I'm a Christian.
Christian? Okay. There's some other Christians in here who also love dick. Like, you can be both. You can be both. See, it's not that crazy. All right, horse. Relax. Jesus Christ. Now, who's pregnant? You're pregnant?
Yeah.
Wasn't it kind of fun, though? You know what I mean? A little bit. Tell her how fun it was. She has more people inside her right now than you've ever had. How crazy is that? Do you think everybody that has premarital sex is going to hell?
No.
No? So why don't you do it?
It's a personal choice.
All right. Well, that's your decision, your body, your choice. Do it. Wait as long as you want. I would like to talk to your current boyfriend, though. I mean, I gotta admire the man's patience, you know what I mean?
I'm patient, he hasn't kissed me yet.
He hasn't kissed you yet? And you're a virgin? Bitch, you might be ugly. Like, being honest. He hasn't kissed you and no one's fucked you? It's starting to be a you problem. Is he a virgin as well?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's so cute! I hope you guys are both each other's first. That'll be so adorable. That's also gonna be awful. Cause for a guy, you really think you know what sex is in like middle school, you're like, I've fucked 100 girls. And then you get that, and then you finally fuck someone in high school and you're like, it's lower than you think it is. Every dude thinks the pussy is right here, by the way. Like, we all think it's right here until you see one and you're like. Have you done like oral? That either, huh?
Wow.
Did you go to college?
Uh-huh.
What school?
I went to GCU.
GCU, what's that? It's a Christian college. Low key, I feel like religious girls are sometimes like the freakiest though. Like, you're gonna go from doing like no sex to just being fucking fisted by Hulk hands. You're a bit older than them. But you're so cute! Who are you here with?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
My son.
This is your son? Oh man, you about to get a stepdad, bro. Your mom is the most adorable person. Oh my goodness. What are your names?
My name's Helen.
What is it?
Helen.
You're almost 77? Are you kidding me? You look fantastic. What? 77? You beat cancer twice? What?
Cervical cancer.
Cervical and colon cancer. God damn. damn. And look at you out here just enjoying your fucking life. I love that so much. Do you have any kind of like bucket list that you like, before I go, there's for sure a thing that I would like to go do?
I gotta wait to get in here. That's it.
Say that last part again.
It's worth every penny to get in here and see
me. It was worth every penny to get in here and see me. Helen. Oh my God. I'm about to fuck up the rest of your service. Oh my God. You have a present for me? What is it? This is so much. What is this? Is this a pocket pussy? What is this? Is it really? The fuck is this? It's a dick. Just a dick in the box. Look at that.
Is it edible?
Oh, it's an edible dick? Shut up.
Ew, dude.
It's like gummy. Hold on, real quick. Do you know what's better than me eating it though?
Come here.
The virgin!
The virgin! Oh man, this is one of the big ones too, right guys? This is pretty much as big as they get, right guys? Yeah. Just the tip. For Jesus, she's coming. There's no cameras. Everybody put their fucking cameras down right now. Everybody.
I was hoping you'd forget about me.
How could I forget? It's so perfect. Do I feed her, or do you feel more comfortable holding yourself? I'll close my eyes. If you ever suck dick with that amount of teeth, I'll kill you myself, okay? That boy is a virgin, alright? You elongated it. Now it's way too big, right, ladies? Way too big now. Does it taste good or no? You don't remember? Also, never tell a guy that ever again as well. Jesus Christ. Like it's Excalibur.
It just looks like a bigger microphone.
Oh, okay. That's aggressive. Do you guys watch Stranger Things? You know the entrance to the Upside Down? Ooh. When you accidentally fuck a trans girl?
It's ma'am.
This is disgusting, dude.
Hold on.
I'm tucking it in. I'm changing its pronouns. Hold on, dude. Congrats. How long?
6 years.
6 years. Nice. How long have you been together?
Well, we've been married for 5 years.
Married for 5 years, yeah. Together. So you got married after a year?
Yeah, we have a son who's 5.
You have a son who's 5?
Yeah.
You, what? So you have a son who's 5 and you've been married for 5 years. Yeah. I'm sure those numbers have nothing to do with each other. I'm sure you guys got married out of pure love and when you were ready, I'm sure. You'll be fine. Probably be all right. Where'd you guys meet 6 years ago?
At a dog park.
At a dog park? Man, I know for a fact you don't even got a dog, bro. You the type of motherfucker to go to a dog park just... Has anybody seen him? Until somebody is like, you want me to help look for him? Yeah, maybe he ran back to my place? If you want to... She gets to his house. I don't see a dog. Look again.
I adopted my 16-year-old daughter, so.
You adopted her 16-year-old after y'all were married.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I thought this was like pre-dog park. I was like, that's a bit strange. Same day. He met 3 new bitches in once. Isn't that crazy? Wife, daughter, dog. Dude, I love a responsible stepdad, man. Just don't let this story end like most of those movies. Pornhub. Do you guys want more kids or no? It's plenty. It's plenty. One boy, one girl. You nailed it. You're fine.
If you knew our son, you would know why.
If I knew your son, I would know why. What's wrong with your 5-year-old?
I'm pretty sure he's a serial killer.
You're pretty sure he's a serial killer? Yeah, let's get him homeschooled ASAP. Let's, what is he? Did you guys have 3 dogs? Like, what happened? Some of you guys got that a little bit late. What, if you had to choose, what would you say is your biggest fear?
Scare of the dark too?
Pussy, let's go. Let's go, that's us, man. You and I, Nightlight Gang. Is this your lady? Just girlfriend? And did you know he was afraid of the dark?
It was a learning experience.
Because I know how this experience went down. He stayed over at her house and kept the TV on, and she was like, how long are you gonna watch this movie for? And he was like, till the sun comes up, bitch, you go to sleep, okay? Do you know what your girl's biggest fear is?
No, I don't.
You don't know? Oh, man. Do you want to fill him in?
Fish?
How do you think he feels? And that's why you can't eat pussy in the dark. Two fears coming together to make one. You guys are going to be okay. Next time she acts up, dog, take this bitch to an aquarium. If it doesn't work out, remember there's plenty of fish in the sea, okay? Both of you. It's cute, but also manageable, you know? You don't work near the dark, do you? You don't work a night shift or anything? Where do you work, my boy?
Law enforcement.
Law enforcement? So you really hate the dark. You can beat his ass if you want to, man. There's nobody gonna stop you. Not one person. It's our house tonight, all right? You can fuck him up, no consequences. Sorry, you're just the only black dude within 100 rows. So thank you very much, man. What was your name, bro?
Sarge.
Sarge, great to meet you. My Niagara. Appreciate you, Sarge. No gun. That's a walkie-talkie, all right? Chill the fuck out.
fish boy. Where you ladies going? You guys going to the bathroom right now? All right. Say what's up to Big Ben for me. Ah, drama. Allegedly. Yeah. Why is it wet? Was it in your lap? It's weed?
I'm just gonna dispose of this.
Gotcha. Go ahead. Good luck. Good luck. Shit. Look, it's the ghost of Antonio Brown. Oh, shit. Thank you very much. Who brought that up here?
Me!
It was not you, bitch. God. I feel like the only gift you give, there's no cure for. For your birthday, you made me cookies? Thank you so much. Aww. You could give me some cake, too. You know? If we're talking pastries, you know. How old are you turning?
Old enough not to get pregnant.
Old enough not to get pregnant? We'll see.
Where'd y'all meet?
We met because of the nonprofit.
You met because of the nonprofit?
I was a nonprofit.
You got cherry pussy? That's amazing. He calls her period the Red Cross. She's beautiful though. It's more like the March of Dimes, am I right? Let's go! Let's go! Do you guys have children? Nice, you donated sperm, that's great. You're really doing your part. 4 years ago, met at the nonprofit. That's fucking awesome. Are you guys from here?
No.
No, where from?
She's from California. I'm from Europe, from Poland, actually.
I thought you had a little bit of an accent. You sounded like an enemy. You said from Poland? Fucking Polish sausage? That's what's up. We're known for that. What are you, 6'3", 6'4"? 6'5"? 6'6"? No, shut up, dude. Stand up, stand up. I gotta see this, dog. What the fuck, dude? I thought you were like more of a bitch in my life. He stood up and I was like, what's it like sucking dick standing up? That's the worst. Holy shit. This bitch ever.
How far along are you? You're still out very early. you know what's funny about that? You came in her recently. Like, that's just fun for us to know. That's fun for us to know. Sometime in the, I imagine the first couple months, he fucking... But three kids is a fucking handful. Or, hear me out, it's not too late. Devil's advocate. Devil's advocate. I want these other two kids to have the best possible lives and not have this third scrub taking up all the Christmas money, okay? Devil's advocate. Devil's advocate. Don't. I don't know if it's legal here, but we will drive you across state lines if need be. If I can do it myself. Guys, shut up. I'm joking, obviously. At what point in the show were you like, oh, he's a doctor? And he wants to get rid of his child. I don't want her to get rid of the kid. I want to watch them make the next one, dude. Good looking couple. Good for you. I'm on Molly in the corner. Just.
Keep going, I'm not done yet.
Before this baby gets here, I said, you can't do Molly while you're pregnant, I don't think. That's how your kid comes out a DJ. How long ago was this?
Of course he got super religious, like stoning adultery religious.
This was an ex-husband of yours? After you guys got divorced, he got super religious?
Damn. He just got engaged to the pastor's daughter, though, so makes sense.
He just got re-engaged to the pastor's daughter. Look at God. You know what I mean? Won't he do it? You know? I mean, after you married to Satan for a certain amount of years, you kind of want to turn your life around. You know, you gotta dedicate your life to the good one. What was his religion? Do you remember? Like what his thing was?
Baptist.
Okay. What about him being Baptist was like kind of annoying to you? Like what practices are part of the religion?
Sex.
Sex? What about it?
Strictly missionary.
She's okay now.
You're saying it like some Catholic dude just tore it up from the back before the show. And you're like, this is my religion, absolutely.
Oh my God.
Gross. I don't need all that information.
I do think I'd be a good dad, but just not yet.
Daddy?
No. I'm Baptist, you call me father. You know what I mean?
Okay. How long y'all been together?
Married 4 years.
That's fucking awesome, man. Where'd y'all meet?
We met because of a nonprofit.
You met because of the nonprofit?
Nonprofit.
You got cherry pussy? That's amazing. He calls her period the Red Cross. She's beautiful though. It's more like the March of Dimes, am I right? Let's go! Let's go! Do you guys have children? Nice, you donated sperm, that's great. You're really doing your part. 4 years ago, met at the nonprofit. That's fucking awesome. You guys from here?
No.
No, where from?
She's from California. I'm from Europe, from Poland, actually.
I thought you had a little bit of an accent. You sounded like an enemy. You said from Poland? Yeah. Fucking Polish sausage? That's what's up. We're known for that. What are you, 6'3", 6'4"? 6'5"? 6'6"? No, shut up, dude. Stand up. I gotta see this, dog. What the fuck? I thought they were more like more of a bitch. And I'm like, he stood up and I was like, what's it like sucking dick standing up? That's the worst. Holy shit. This bitch has every anniversary.
like, oh.
Translator, yes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you guys know it was me tonight, or were you just coming just avid comedy fans?
Fan.
Of comedy or me?
Of you.
Of me? Are you serious? Oh my, thank you so much. I didn't know, maybe you guys just watched a lot of Def Jam, or... what's your name, love?
My name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Elizabeth, do you have a boyfriend?
I love that.
No, I know. This is like having a conversation with a news reporter. Type faster, okay? I'm coming. Coming. I did try to do a deaf girl for a little bit a couple of years ago, but and she was great. Like, the relationship, there's no problems with this bitch. Just wouldn't listen to me. I'm sorry, man. How am I not supposed to do these jokes? I love how you guys got weird with me starting to flirt with her, like I was the asshole. Like, I'm not gonna fuck a deaf girl, you're gonna just like that. Yeah, no, I'd love to, because I don't want to get hearing aids. Bro, fuck y'all, to be honest. You don't like regular chastity?
No, like, you probably
got
to cross your lips.
But you ain't gonna find out. And as a matter of fact, they belong to Elizabeth, okay? She's the one reading them.
Take 2 hour shower. What, by himself? Sounds like you should have been in there by like hour one.
I'm actually thinking about my son.
You're thinking about your son? Oh, that boy is fucking... But how old is your son?
He's 15.
He's 15? Oh, yeah. Don't touch his towels. What was your... This is your guy behind you? Husband? Of how long?
15 years.
15 years? That's awful convenient time to do. 15-year-old child, 15-year-old marriage. I'm sure that's a coincidence. Not at all forced. And when you first met him, what was his red flag? What were you like... I'm gonna look past it for now.
I married my friend.
She said, I married my drug dealer. Wow. Gives a whole new meaning to meth mouth, doesn't it? Oh my god. You're a stoner? Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. This labeled a drug addict. I'm sorry. How does that happen? You were short on cash? I believe in you guys. I'm also calling Child Protective Services. 15 years, you trust him?
Absolutely.
He sells drugs. You're sure. Oh, what do you do? You're a property manager? Yeah, this just seems like an excuse to use a unit to go legal. You guys got a little Breaking Bad situation going on. You guys are awesome. I'm sure you guys are super fun parents.
So fun.
Is this weed I found in your jacket? I'm sorry. No. I'm not mad that you're smoking weed. I'm mad that you bought it from somebody else.
What you watching over there, bro?
Yeah, somebody's breaking into my car.
You said somebody's breaking into your car? Where are they? Bro, I'll go beat their ass right now. I swear to God. You get like a notification on your phone?
Yeah, it said something.
There's a Tesla.
What's that?
Said something set my alarm.
Something set the alarm? Are you parked outside?
Yeah.
You want to go check? Do you have the Sentry cameras? Can you turn them on?
Yeah,
that's what he was watching.
Is somebody out there? What's it looking like? Can you imagine we roll out there with 300 people? And it's like, hey, pop the frunk. what model Tesla you have?
Why?
You have the Y? You like? I have the 3. You like it? Sometimes I get reminded how well my life is actually going. Because like 2 months ago, I was in LA and I was driving down the freeway and I was in the driver's seat and Alex, who was up here before me, was in the passenger seat. He's like, "How you feel, man?" I was like, "I don't know, man. Sometimes things just don't really be going the way that you hope they're going. And you know, like what if this kind of spike in my career is just kind of like a flash in the pan? You can't make it last or whatever." And he was like, "You realize you haven't touched the steering wheel the whole time?" I was like, "I guess it's going all right. I guess it'll be all right. Yeah. Just getting driven around." And then he topped me off, dude. It was fire. No hands, you know? You a cop? Really? Yeah, the mustache. That makes sense. So you were actually totally okay with the amount of black people that were here. He was like, "Somebody's breaking into my car." He was like, "How's it feel?" Shots fired. How's it feel? If you guys had to guess a crime I'd get arrested for, what would it be? What did you say? Did somebody say soliciting? Who said that? That's prostitution? Come on, get rid of that law, man. Come on. But what's funny is you can do it for free. You just can't be like, "Here's gas money." Like, that's...